7-year-old father and his 70-year-old aunt and drove them home. I'll have a look at central Wisconsin's weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In central Wisconsin weather, it's 36 degrees out there. I'll have the top five teams, the point values for hour six, and question one of hour eight of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Doc? This is John Young from 90FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Absolutely.
All right. What is your team name?
We are my sister shaved her legs and wrecked them.
My sister shaved her legs and wrecked them. Excellent. How did your team get your name?
Well, we accidentally walked into the bathroom at the wrong time and learned a little too much.
I see. So, what's up, Doc?
Well, you know, it's all good.
It's all good. Good to hear. Tell me now, what is the overall state of your team at this moment?
We were playing last man standing, and there's only about 1.5 of us left.
Brutal. Yes. I'm curious, how many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
You know, I'd have to say about 34.
34. Okay, I'll try it, Matt. Okay, let's see. What's the looniest thing your team has done this year or ever?
Oh, geez. Well, we all shaved our legs and wrecked them in unison last year. It didn't really work out, though.
Impressive. Very impressive. Summarize this year's contest in 3 words.
Not even close.
Many people think ACME stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
Another commie machine enigma.
Enigma. Excellent. So what is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
I would have to say 90FM.
90FM. Excellent. For Trivia Focus, I'm John Yan. Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
You got it.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance Company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90FM, WWSP Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And to succeed in today's world, you need a plan. At Travel Guard, we offer employees the tools and opportunities to achieve. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 7 is Sloppy and Toothy. Once again, the winner is Sloppy and Toothy. To pick up your prize, bring your copy of the new Trivia's Time with your team ID label in it to 90FM Studios, located on 1101 Reserve Street. The team standing for Hour 6 is in fifth place with 815 points is the Knights. That's the Knights of Neat. Once again, that's the Knights of Neek. In fourth place with 835 points is Freshly Squeezed. In third place with 850 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 1,020 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. And in first place with 1,030 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. Here are the point values of questions of hour six. Question 1 is worth 10 points, question 2, 10 points, question 3, 20 points, question 4 is worth 10 points, question 5, 10 points, question 6 is worth 335 points, question 7 is worth 10 points, and question 8 is worth 0 points. Once again, the point value for hour 6 is question 1 worth 10 points, question 2, 10, question 3, 20 points, question 4, 10 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6, 335 points. Question 7, 10 points. And question 8, worth 0. All right, on to question 1 of hour 8. In print advertising, this melody is described with the following phrase, the equal opportunity obstacle. What is the equal opportunity obstacle? Once again, question 1 of hour 8. In print advertising, this melody is described with the following phrase, the equal opportunity obstacle. What is the equal opportunity obstacle? Good luck, trivia players.
In print advertising, this melody is described with the following phrase, the equal opportunity obstacle. What is the equal opportunity obstacle? Good luck, trivia players.
Thank you.
Hands down, phones down in the back. That ends question one of hour eight. In print advertising, this malady is described with the following phrase, the equal opportunity obstacle. What is the equal opportunity obstacle? Bedwetting. The answer for question one, hour eight, bedwetting. Starting question two, hour eight, what is the first and last name of the fictional bagel baron who resided in the Slobovian Mountains? Again, question two, hour eight, what is the first and last name of the fictional bagel baron who resided in the Slobovian Mountains? Good luck, trivia players, good luck.
If I may remind you to remember the day of horseless carriages and divorceless marriages.
Dear Miss Garland, I presume that in your memory you've enough room to reach infinity or that vicinity.
My heart booms like it had a shot of adrenaline.
Your heart booms at the thought of old lace and crinoline.
So hold your hats, for here we go to the dear dead days when a girl's best beau had his heart in it. As he went to spin it and sang to her this charming serenade. When you wore a tulip, a big yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. When you caressed me, it was then heaven blessed me. What a blessing no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie. It was down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip and I wore a big red rose. Tulip. Yes, you wore a yellow tulip, and I wore a rose,
a big fat rose.
When you caressed me, it was then heaven blessed me. What a bless, what a bless, what a bless, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie. It was down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip and I wore a pink
ring. What is the first and last name of the fictional bagel baron who resided in the Slobovian Mountains? Good luck, trivia players.
Baby mine. Oh, baby mine. Oh, baby mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
If you were there,
we two could hug and kiss and never tire. I'm on fire. You are my one desire. I get so lonely when I dream about you. Why can't you be there? Crossing and turning in my slumber.
Oh, baby, boy.
Holding you, it seems.
Oh, baby,
I give you kisses with a number, but only in my dreams.
Oh, baby, mine.
I get so lonely when I dream about you. Can't do without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair. Tossing and turning in my slumber, holding you is me.
Oh baby,
I give you kisses, not number, but only in my dreams.
Baby,
I get so lonely when I dream about
about you. Can't do it without you. That's why I dream about you. If I could only put my arms about you, life would be so fair.
Oh, baby, my
life would be so fair.
Oh, baby, my
life would be so fair.
Bones down in the back. That concludes question two of hour eight. What is the first and last name of the fictional bagel baron who resided in the Slobovian Mountains? The answer, Boris Borscht. Again, question two, hour eight. The answer is Boris Borscht. Moving on to question three, hour eight. During a successful Broadway run, a performer took the opportunity after each show to open his dressing room to the children from the audience, letting them sit on his lap, allowing them to try on one of his props, and asking if they clapped as part of the show. What is the first and last name of this performer? Again, question three, hour eight. During a successful Broadway run, a performer took the opportunity after each show to open his dressing room to the children from the audience, letting them sit on his lap, allowing them to try on one of his props, and asking if they clapped as part of the show. What is the first and last name of this performer? Good luck, trivia players.
If I give my heart to you, will you handle it with care? Will you always treat me tenderly and in every way be fair? If I give my heart to you, will you give me all your love? Will you swear that you'll be true to me by the light that shines above? And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad, and always be as you are with me tonight. Think it over and be sure. Please don't answer till you do. When you promise all those things to me, then I'll give my heart to you. And will you sigh with me when I'm sad? Smile with me when I'm glad, and always be when you promise all those things to me, then I'll give my heart to you.
During a successful Broadway run, a performer took the opportunity after each show to open his dressing room to the children from the audience, letting them sit on his lap, and allowing them to try on one of his props, and asking them if they clapped as part of the show. What is the first and last name of this performer? Good luck, trivia players.
Each time we have a quarrel, it almost breaks my heart, 'cause I am so afraid that we will have to part. Each night I ask the stars above, why must I be a teenager in love? One day I feel so happy, next day I feel so sad. I guess I'll learn to take the good with the bad. Cause each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love? I cried a tear for nobody but you. I'll be a lonely one if you should say we're through. Well, if you want to make me cry, that won't be so hard to do. If you should say goodbye, I'll still go on loving you. Each night I ask the stars up above, why must I be a teenager in love?
Phones down in the back. That concludes question three of hour eight. During a successful Broadway run, a performer took the opportunity after each show to open his dressing room to the children from the audience, letting them sit on his lap, allowing them to try on one of his props, and asking if they clapped as part of the show. What is the first and last name of this performer? The answer, Boris Karloff. Again, question three, hour eight, Boris Karloff. Starting question four of hour eight, a fictional character is black and hairy, very small, hanging by a little thread, then dropping to the floor, heading to the bedroom door. What is the name of this creature? Again, question four of hour eight, a fictional character is black and hairy, very small, hanging by a little thread, then dropping to the floor, heading to the bedroom door. What is the name of this little creature? Good luck, trivia players.
Douglas Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
A fictional character is black and hairy, very small, hanging by a little thread, then dropping to the floor, heading to the bedroom door. What is the name of this creature? Good luck, trivia players. Bones down in the back. That concludes question four of hour eight. A fictional character is black and hairy, very small, hanging by a little thread, then dropping to the floor, heading to the bedroom door. What is the name of this creature? Boris the Spider. Again, question four of hour eight is Boris the Spider.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities, vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. For non-emergencies, urgent care may be your best option. Find hours and information for the Plover Urgent Care Department at ministryhealth.org. The Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local. And success. Everybody wants it. With the right tools and opportunities, you can achieve it. The time is right. The time is now. It's success inspired. Travel Guard, where there's nothing trivial about your career. Visit TravelGuard.com today.
Question five of hour eight. A fictional character is known as an international bad guy and as the world's lowest snake in the grass. What is the first and last name of this character? Again, question five of hour eight. A fictional character is known as an international bad guy and as the world's lowest snake in the grass. What is the first and last name of this character? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck.
I'm not a big fan of the candle.
A fictional character is known as an international bad guy and has the world's lowest snake in the grass. What is the first and last name of this character? Good luck, trivia players. Down, put those phones down, volunteers. That concludes question five of hour eight. What a fictional character is known as an international bad guy and as the world's lowest snake in the grass. What is the first and last name of this character? Boris Badenov. Question five of hour eight. The answer is Boris Badenov. Starting off, question six of hour eight. What is the first and last name of the politician who was the first elected president of Russia, Soviet Federative Socialist Republic? Again, question six of hour eight. What is the first and last name of the politician who was the first elected president of the Russian, Soviet Federative Socialist Republic? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck.
She should tell you come closer. And if she tempts you with her charms, tell her no, 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 no. Tell you I love you, whoa, whoa. And if she tempts you with a charm,
tell her no,
oh,
no,
oh,
no,
don't love it up from your arms. Remember, she said that to me.
No,
oh, yeah.
No,
oh,
no,
What is the first and last name of the politician who was the first elected president of the Russian Soviet Federative Socialist Republic? Good luck, trivia players, and may the odds ever be in your favor. Phones down in the back. That concludes question six of hour eight. What is the first and last name of the politician who was the first elected president of the Russian Soviet Federative Socialist Republic? The answer, Boris Yeltsin. Question six, hour eight. The answer, Boris Yeltsin. Moving on to question seven of hour eight. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the 1988 Wimbledon Men's Single Championship? Again, question seven, hour eight. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the 1988 Wimbledon Men's Singles Championship? Good luck, trivia players. Good luck.
I'm
What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the 1988 Wimbledon Men's Singles Championship? Good luck, trivia players. Phones down, trivia players. Phones down. The answer to question 7 of hour 8. What is the first and last name of the athlete who won the 1988 Wimbledon Men's Singles Championship? The answer, Stefan Edberg. Again, question 7, hour 8. Answer, Stefan Edberg. Moving on to question 8 of hour 8. What is the first and last name of the comedic actor who shortly after being drafted was discharged from the United States Army because he had the equal opportunity obstacle? Again, question 8, hour 8. What is the first and last name of the comedic actor who shortly after being drafted was discharged from the United States Army because he had equal opportunity obstacle? Good luck, trivia players.
Yeah.
What is the first and last name of the comedic actor who shortly after being drafted was discharged from the United States Army because he had the equal opportunity obstacle? Good luck, trivia players. The King says, put those phones down. Phones down in the back. That question eight, hour eight, the answer for that is, what is the first and last name of the comedic actor who shortly after being drafted was discharged from the United States Army because he had equal opportunity obstacle? The name, Shemp Howard. Again, question eight, hour eight, the answer is Shemp Howard.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi, available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good evening. With 90 FM News, I'm Mikey Kliss. A judge in Oregon noticed an unexpected glow on a juror's chest while the courtroom lights were dimmed during a video evidence in an armed robbery trial. The juror, it seemed, was texting. Marion County Circuit Judge Dennis Graves cleared the courtroom and excused all jurors except a 26-year-old Benjamin Kohler. According to the news release from Marion County Sheriff's Office, Kohler had no explanation for his actions. Jurors in Oregon are explicitly instructed at the outset of each trial to not use cell phones in court. Graves held Kohler in contempt, and Kohler spent most of Tuesday and Wednesday in the county jail. He was released Wednesday night. Neither the nature of the text message nor the recipient was disclosed. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters, 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 25 degrees outside. Out of the top five teams, the point values from Hour 7 and Question 1 of Hour 9 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hello?
Hello, what's up, Doc? This is John Yon from 90FM. Would you like to do Trivia Focus?
I would love to do a Trivia Focus.
Most excellent. What is your team name?
Our team name is Schlitz for Brains.
And how did you get that team name?
It's self-explanatory, man. Yeah. That is all written down in the books right there.
So, what's up, Doc?
Hey, you know what? Life is good. We're here in Plover, Wisconsin, bonding with friends, having a great time, and exploring the world of Oz's trivia.
Excellent. If you were Pepe Le Pew, how would you seduce others?
Seduce others? How are you doing?
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's all, folks.
Thank you. Summarize this year's contest in three words.
Food, friends, fun.
Excellent. All right, so you rub a lamp and the Oz comes out. What do you ask for?
I ask for the answers to the running question.
Do you have a team slogan?
It's a marathon, not a sprint.
Okay. Many people think Acme stands for a company that makes everything. What does it really stand for?
It stands for Association of Cold Meat Entrepreneurs.
So what is the tastiest radio station in the whole universe?
The tastiest radio station in the whole universe.